It's showtime.
Hello. Ooh, that was a weird way to say that word. Hello, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing?
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night, we will not vanish without a fight, we're going to live on, we're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. Bill Pullman, Independence Day.
Yeah, no, I knew what that was.
4th of July is coming up, Jake. Are you excited?
I can't wait. It's going to be a great day. I just realized that it's been a whole year since our last 4th of July episode, in which we talked about something. Do you remember what it was?
Like, it's just like, you know, when you throw a clock out the window, just time flies.
It does.
Am I right, my man?
Well, a broken clock, you know? Right, twice a day.
4th of July is right once a year. Broken calendar is right once a year when it's on 4th of July.
It is indeed. that classic line. 4th of July, you know, it's probably the best summer holiday, I think. What else is there?
I mean, what is it competing with?
I guess
there aren't other summer holidays.
Okay, July is the 4th of July.
Labor Day is technically a southern
it's
summer holiday.
It's technically a southern holiday. Let's see, June, I mean, there's not...
Father's Day is the only other one. Bastille Day?
Bastille Day, I mean, if you're fucking French, which I'm not, I'm a USA American.
I'm French, I don't appreciate you saying that.
Well, fucking nerd. I like my freedom fries free. I don't like to pay for my fries, is what I'm trying to say.
I only eat, les frites de français.
Yeah, okay, the American podcast. This is American podcast. Hey, so many fun bits that we've had in these first few minutes of the episode today. Remember when I said podcast instead of podcast? Classic. Classic. Did you watch Survivor last night?
We've had some good times.
We've had a lot of fun today. But I have the real question for you today, Thomas Powell. And that is, did you watch Are You the One Second Chances last night? Traveling in a fighter combi
on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. Sure did.
And did you love it? Follow-up question, did you love it?
I'm into it, man. I like that they're doing like an Amazing Race thing with this.
It's kind of fun, right? It's like,
yeah, I enjoy it.
It's like what the Prime Show should be.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, I like the, you know, them being stupid and not being able to figure out what their matches are or whatever, but I like that they're not just trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I think it's a good bridge between Are You the One and The Challenge.
Well, this is almost like Are You the One's version of The Challenge, right?
Yes.
Like, it is to The Challenge as The Challenge, or sorry, it is to Are You the One as The Challenge is to The Real World.
Yes, the only caveat being, Are You the One? People are still eligible for The Challenge.
Yeah.
But I don't think The Challenge people are eligible for 802.
Probably not.
That would be weird, because I don't know how they would, you know, divide up teams.
Did you just call it 802?
Yeah, the show is called 802, 802.
Yeah. Well, because it's AYTO2. It took me a second, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Then I was like,
802, okay. Yeah. So this week's episode of Are You the One Second Chances was called Second Chances. How do you feel about that episode title, Thomas?
I mean, it's the first title of the season. I'm okay with it.
It's like if on Survivor, the first episode was called Survivor.
Well, no, it would be like if it was the first episode of Survivor Second Chances, what was called Second Chances.
That's fair. Or if the first episode of The Real World was called The Real World. I guess
it's not at all. It would be like if it was the first episode was called like Las Vegas for Real World Las Vegas.
It'd be like if the first episode of Just Joey was called Just Joey. Where's the other friends?
The first episode should be Just Joey.
I mean,
that's what it should be called.
I think the first episode of every new show should
be called Just
should
Joey.
Be called Just Joey and Joey Tribbiani.
Step your game up, Ada.
Joey Tribbiani should be on every pilot episode of every show to explain what the show is about.
Yeah, no, he just shows up
in character.
He shows up in one scene. Everyone acknowledges him as Jerry.
As Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah, no one calls him Joey. They call him Jerry Tribbolini. And they all call him Joey. Like, they're all like, oh, hey, Joey, what's up? And they all act like they've known him forever.
Yeah.
And he never shows up again.
Yeah.
And
they never address it in a later episode or anything. Just like, Joey's here for the show.
Well, you're like, well, it's a TV show, isn't it? It's the first episode.
Hi, welcome to ABC's new television program, Lost. This is a show about 815 survivors.
Matt LeBlanc is like 70 and still being forced to do this, and it's like, please, no more. It's like, well, when President Trump signed the Jerry Tribbolini Act, it forced you to be in every single pilot of every show.
Yeah. You'll be like, you'll pull up a show on Netflix and you'll press play and it'll be like, hi, I'm Jerry Tribbolini from Friends, a 1990s show. Welcome to The Fullest of Full Houses. This is a show about the great-great-great-grandkids of another great 1990s show, Full House. This time, everyone is dead except for the main character.
What if they brought back, you know, like Full House went Fuller House? What if they brought Friends back, but they called it Enemies?
And it was all still the same people, but they all have beef
no,
with each other.
No, they just all hate each other.
Yeah.
Hey, Jess.
HS.
No, I said, hey, Jess. I just saw Jess walk behind you on the call. I was like, yo, what up?
Sometimes I forget that we're not in the same room. It's like that episode of Front City when they're like sitting on the couch together and one of them like says hey to the other after sitting there for hours. Do you remember this? Did you see this episode?
Yes. Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit, I forgot you were here. It's the exact same thing as that. I can totally relate to that show. About millennials.
I can relate to everything on that show except for the episode where they were excited to see Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Are you going to vote for Chelsea Clinton for the Senate?
I'm going to move to fucking New York. Or was she going to try and run somewhere else? Was she going to move somewhere?
I don't think that tweet was real. She's not. She's said on multiple occasions she's not going to run.
Well, I don't believe her.
That's
because
fair.
People always say that, but like at the same time, like yeah, I'm gonna move to wherever.
Hey, Thomas,
is running.
Do you want to start talking about the show now?
No. Well, yeah, the show Enemies. I want to talk about Enemies.
Yes, let's talk some more about Enemies. Classic season of the challenge.
The show. It's like everything for Friends, where it's just the same dynamic, mm-hmm. but just everybody still hates Ross and just acknowledge that he is their they all acknowledge that he's their enemy.
What would the first episode of this spinoff be called? Probably Enemies, right?
It would be called Enemies.
And in the first 5 minutes, Jerry Tribbolini would show up and say, hey, I'm Jerry Tribbolini.
A second Matt LeBlanc would show up.
Matt LeBlanc's clone, whose legal name is Jerry Tribbolini.
Yeah, his name is Jerry Tribbolini. President Jump cloned him. President Jump being the clone of Donald Trump that
of course
will still be president.
But he's got some mad hops. Instead of being in the WWE Hall of Fame, he's in the NBA Hall of Fame.
White presidents can jump. that's what his campaign slogan was.
That's why he won. Great
slogan.
And
then in the first episode, Jerry Tribbolini kills Ross. Kills Ross Geller.
You know what's weird? This is the second conversation today that I've had a conversation about the 1990s television sitcom Friends.
Still relevant, baby.
It is. It's a classic
Friends
show.
Friends is back, baby. It's good again.
Hey, pivot. They pivot, you know, like from the show. Pivot. That was a thing. Hey, remember Joey also? That's the spinoff of just Joey. Joey also. And it's literally the exact same
premise. The same show. It's like, well, what's the show?
They just reshot it 10 years later.
It's the same.
All right, pitch meeting for Also Joey, the spinoff of the spinoff of Friends. What is it? It's the same show.
And then the spinoff for that is Joey, comma, still.
Still him. There are a lot of episodes of this show. Was that him?
And then the next one is, you already know what it is, in parentheses, Joey.
He's like 80 years old. Still playing the same character.
Just let me die.
Just let me, in his final spinoff, just let me, Joey Tribbiani, die. But it runs for like 18 seasons.
He's killed by all of the Jerry Tribbiani clones. There's like 10 of them and they all beat him to death.
It's the original Jerry Tribbiani for every show, unless it's a Joey spinoff. Then they have to clone him again. And just slowly every clone is folded into the show as a character, is like folded into the next spinoff. So eventually it's like House of Cosby's, but with Joey Tribbiani.
This, Tribbiani. Tribbiani is just a very appealing name.
It is.
I love this. Also, the entire thing that we've described is the plot to the sequel to Moon.
To Moon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that movie in so long. I forgot cloning was a thing in that.
Yep.
That's a good movie. I should watch that.
It is good.
So the premise of Are You the One 2...
They don't call him Sam Rock Notwell.
So the premise of the show is that they take 10 perfect matches from their first 5 seasons and test their bond. And if their bond's not good enough, they send them packing.
Wait, sorry, I've got another one. More like Sam Actwell.
So from season 1, there's Adam and Shanley. You remember them? You know them?
Are you familiar? I don't.
Oh, they're fine.
I'm only familiar with... The only non-season 5 team that I'm familiar with is the one that Devin is on.
Yeah, Devin and Rashida. They're from
season... Oh, wait, no, I also know who Nate is because I hate him.
Good. That is how you should feel about him. He's from season 2 with Ellie.
He was on a season of The Challenge.
Yeah, and he sucked, right? He was real bad.
He was quite bad.
He is just as bad in the original Are You the One? And
also, I feel like I heard about Giovanni. He was I mean, he obviously is crazy, but he was the one that was like that everyone was complaining about from season 4, right?
Yeah. So from season 4, there's Morgan and Tori, who seem fine, as weird as Morgan looks. Morgan looks like...
Morgan has a tiny face.
He looks like a...
He looks like a Wall Smoth meme. He looks like one of those memes that, like, someone shrunk someone's face.
He looks like a recalled Ken doll.
Yeah, like, oh, did this one bad.
We did bad on this one. Let's send
there's
it.
There's a factory error.
Can you send them all back to us?
a recall on these Morgans.
They're like, from season 3 on especially, they've like solely just cast really hot people. I don't know how they got Morgan, honestly. Like,
you know?
It's like every producer got to pick one person, and there was just one producer who, you know, did not continue with the show after season 3 because they picked
He would only pick Morgan. People whose faces look like it was in like a video game creation suite,
mm-hmm.
and you did the slider where you move someone's face way down.
Yeah. Just like, I wonder what this would look like. All right, safe. Oh, fuck.
Love it.
All right, so Morgan and Tori, also called Torgan, because fucking millennials, you know?
Oh, we also found out Morgan's a cuck.
Then there's Cameron and Michaela, and then they're the one that are still together. Asaf and Kaylin, who are both very good, and then Gio and Francesca, who are awful people, especially Gio.
Is Francesca bad?
I have conflicting emotions about Francesca. Sometimes she's very good, sometimes she is, very bad. There's a reason she was nice with Gio.
Gio is definitely
terrible. Is literally the worst person I've ever seen on any show. ever.
Yeah,
he's awesome. Reality show or otherwise. I read, like, a lot of forums because I like to know what's happening on, like, the challenge in real world and Are You the One, like, before they actually, like, officially announce anything. And after his season of Are You the One finished, they were like, is he going to show up on a challenge? And people were like, no, apparently production hates him. Apparently he's, like, really difficult to work with, which
well, yeah, I can't
is
imagine
evident.
Why.
He, like, I mean, I think they showed a clip of it in this episode, but he, like, punched a vase on the original show at one point because he was so mad, and then was just, like, dripping blood all around the house and in the pool and shit, and it's just like, what are you fucking doing, dude? He's awful. He's just the worst.
No, he is, like, actual, like, unaddressed issues that he obviously needs to work out.
Yeah, absolutely. And then finally,
he needs that, like, professional help.
Oh, of course. Season 5, we've got Mike and Alicia, Hayden and Carolina. Can't get enough of those guys.
Yeah, baby.
And then Derek and Crank That Cass.
Crank That Cass, triumphant return.
Yes, we've been waiting. How many Instagram followers does she have now?
Oh, my God.
You want to look that up real quick? I hope that... What was it last time we checked? It was like 9,000 or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, she's now been on a whole nother show, so I have to imagine... that it has increased.
Crank That Cass, baby.
Crank
She's
That Cass.
149,000
followers. Holy shit, Cass!
Yeah, she had... I think when we first were checking, she had like 5,000.
Yeah, killing it. Is her account still private?
No.
Because I know that she made it private at one point.
She did for a minute.
When we were tracking her followers. She probably got word of it and was like, no. Stop doing that, weirdos. So... That's the cast. And then the episode officially starts. Each team gets in a taxi at the airport, and then Karamo appears on a phone, for each team. You might remember Karamo from the 2004 season of Real World, which was set in Philadelphia. Of course, first episode of that season was called Philadelphia, where somebody got...
Sorry, I'm very distracted. I guess Cass is dating Mike now.
Wait, what, Mike who?
The Mike that is on this season.
Wait, Alicia's Mike?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. It miffs me when people date other people from their season. Because it's like, you got yours. They told you who to be with.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry that you know better than the producers.
I'm sorry that you know better than fucking love scientists.
Which is a very exact science, as we all know.
I think it is. I absolutely think it is.
I'm just imagining, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson just being like,
You think you should be with Mike? Okay, well.
Just what Neil deGrasse Tyson calls Cass every single day and is like, I couldn't help but notice that you were that you're dating Mike. Actually, it's impossible for that to happen because I said that your match was Derek.
Man, I wish that Derek and Cass would be together. They're so good together.
It enrages me that they are not together. How
Get
dare they
together.
Betray me?
New hashtag, Derek and Crank. Make it happen. I'm breaking them up. I'm anti-Cupidine. Mike and
actually,
Crank That
Cass. It's impossible to crank a person.
No, that's not necessarily true.
I think we all know that's not true. But. Yeah.
So you remember Karamo from season 18 or whatever, Real World, Philadelphia?
No.
Well, he was on it, apparently. I've never watched that season. But I was going through the episodes just to see what would happen. And one of the episode summaries says that the house celebrates MJ's birthday. And I was like, wait.
Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan?
That's what I was thinking. And then I went through the cast list. Apparently one of the cast members was named MJ. And I became...
What, Michael Jordan was on that yeah. season of The Real World?
Hey, I'm 15 years older than everyone in this house. But I'm also Michael Jordan, so let me do what I want. Who wants to go gambling? That's a thing.
He just wanted to be... Yeah, he just has a bunch of petty competitions with everyone. Yeah. Because he has to win.
Please, it's for my dad.
I have the flu. That means I must compete.
Kuramo was on one challenge, which was the Inferno 2, but he did not win. So he said, fuck this, I'm disappearing for 15 years. So while they're watching the video, Ellie asks, is he the host? And Nate goes, obviously. No, Nate, that's not obvious. You've never met this guy before. He could just be a guy. It's not... I hate Nate.
What if he only showed up, like, for the video thing that they showed them, and then...
And then it was Jerry Tribolini.
Yeah. Well, I think we all know what happened there. Joey Tribolini clones killed him, but no, like, Ryan Devlin's just there.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey. That was just a little prank I was playing. Have you noticed the date? It's my old friend Kuramo from Real World Philadelphia. A show we were both on with Michael Jordan. You know,
maybe
from the flu.
Maybe you've heard of him, Michael Jordan from Dead Dads.
That's my favorite show on Lifetime. Just kidding, my favorite show on Lifetime is Unreal. Buddy, if you haven't...
I've heard it's good.
Season 3 is supposed to start soon. You should probably watch the first two seasons so we can talk about that also.
I'm not surprised you'd watch it because I know you like Bachelor, so...
Yeah. They're, like, already in the midst of their first challenge, which is to just find the house that they're all staying in. Each team starts with $20,000 in their bank account. Top three finishers win more money, and the worst team loses half of their money and is automatically sent into elimination. Michaela says that she and Cameron have the best connection because they are like an actual real-life couple, which none of the other teams are, which I gotta tell you, seems like a strength in this game for real.
Yeah, I would think so. It's like, wow, I actually like the person I'm with.
Yeah. So their first task is to find a place called Croft Alley. They either have to take pedicab or find it by foot. At one point, someone is looking for it and asks a person who is just walking around, says, do you know where Croft Alley is? And he says, no, I'm from Tasmania. Just, I think maybe my favorite quote in any show ever.
It was very, that guy was good. He ruled.
No, I'm from Tasmania is 802's worst submarine party I've ever been to.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic non sequitur.
Yeah. In other news, Hayden is still with Gianna. Season 5, fucking up all over the place.
Season 5 was bad. I think it's nice that that was the one I started with, because it's like, I know if I enjoyed that season, I'll probably like any other season.
You will like any season that isn't Season 4. Although, no, there were a lot of really good people on Season 4, but also Gio was on Season 4, which was very bad. He was very bad, and anytime somebody brings up the show, I'm like, yeah, don't watch Season 4, because you have to see that dude fly off the handle literally every episode. That's not fun.
Nope.
It's like, I don't know, last week, 2 weeks ago, when we were talking about, like, Wes versus Donald Bananas, and, like, why we like Wes more, it's because there's, like, tension building throughout the season with Wes's plans, whereas, as you said, Bananas just calls someone a faggot and then, like, laughs at them.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I got you mad.
Yeah, okay.
Strike a nerve. Yeah, like, he's just a dumb meathead. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't really plan that much. He just, like, pushes people's buttons.
It's the same thing with Gio. It's like, if you're gonna... Like, that's not dramatic to see somebody upset because they are lunatic every episode. It's, like, more fun if something is itching at them all season, and then the finale, they freak out.
No, it's
that's
just
how you build drama.
Point.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you just feel bad for everyone that has to be around them.
And you kind of feel bad for that dude as well. I mean, for Gio, not
because he's kind
general.
Of being exploited.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Feel bad for Johnny Bananas.
No,
but...
he's a fucking asshole. Let's stop talking about him. Where were we? Devin and Rashida are the first ones to find Croft Alley. They have to locate 5 emojis that have been, like, graffitied on the walls to figure out the name of the street where they will be staying. They seem to think that the emojis are of a pig, Australia, a ghost, a peach, and a shark. And then they have to fill out a little bracket. And one letter from each answer is highlighted to spell out the street name. Devin and Rashida are the first ones to figure it out. They think the answer is Gatch, G-A-T-C-H. But then, you know, that's not a word.
Well, they don't, yeah, they're like, well, I mean, naturally, they're like, they see the pig, and they're like, oh, pig, okay.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, they're like, well, obviously, Gatch isn't it, and so they're just going through what other letter it could be. And, yeah.
But part of me...
Devin is just like, oh, fuck, and runs.
Yeah, part of me is like, well, it's in Australia, they might have different words here. So I was just like, all right, I guess we're going to Gatch Drive. But yeah, Devin realizes that the pig is not a pig, but is instead Ham, so the street name is Match. And yeah, they run off real quick, so they have to take a taxi to...
It would be really funny if it was on Gatch, and it was like, well, I thought it was Match because of the show.
And Karama, no, just like, Karama's just in front of 100 Gatch Drive.
Karama's like, oh, that would have been a lot
better. That would have been really... That would have been a lot more clever. We just thought this name was funny. So we picked
it. That would have made a lot more sense. I understand why you thought that.
So they have to take a taxi to their house at 100 Match Road. I also like that they gave the complete address. So that if you're ever in...
Melbourne.
For some reason, I thought the city started with a B, and I was like, Burlington.
If you're ever in red B emoji, Melbourne.
So, like, if you're ever in Melbourne, you can find the house they stayed at and be like, look, I'm there. Shanley figures out the answer, and then Alicia says to Mike, could it be Match? And Mike says, I doubt it. Great pick, Cass. You did real good picking this guy. What a fucking idiot. Gio wants to take another team's bags so that they won't end up in last place.
He's like a child. Like, yeah. She has to mom him on that. Like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Francesco's just like, what? No. So Asaf and Kalen talk about a possible relationship between the two of them this season. And Asaf says, oh, do you love Asaf yet?
I like Asaf.
He's really nice. Fun. He's very fun and nice. He says, once you slide in, you cannot go back. And Kalen is like...
I'm assuming he's Israeli, right? Because he doesn't eat pig, and he said that he keeps kosher, so...
Yeah, I think he's from Tel Aviv, originally.
Okay.
But he lives in the States now, obviously.
Yeah.
He was on So You Think You Can Dance a few years ago, also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when he showed up on this show, a lot of people were like, wait, isn't that the guy from the other show? And he was in a Britney Spears video, like, recently.
Oh, good.
Like, after his stint on Are You the One? Or, like, during, I don't know. So where were we? Devin and Rashida win, meaning they get an extra $20,000 on their bank account, and they get to spend the week in the winner's suite. Asaf and Kalen take second. And Asaf's first words upon seeing Karamo are not hello or hey, how did we do, but instead, I love you. Like, there's a reason this guy is so likable. He is so energetic and happy all the time. I love him.
Yeah, he's like a dog. He's just like a happy dog.
Oh, he's so,
like
he's so great.
Golden retriever.
Adam and Shanley take third. And then, you know, we cut to inside the house and everybody's saying hello. And Asaf asks Hayden.
Oh, God, this is so good.
He says, but you guys got the money, though, right? And Hayden kind of, like, smirks and shies away from the question. And Asaf's just like,
and he's like,
no!
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was also my favorite thing that happened in the entire episode. I laughed really hard at this. It's just from across the pool, Devin going, you suck, season 5. And they're just like kind of laughing at it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes. So coming in last place, unfortunately, our favorite season 5 team of Derek and Cassandra. Cass, I gotta say to Cass, maybe you should try cranking that a little harder. In the future.
Yeah?
Think maybe that'd be a good strategy for that team.
Speaking of cranking it, are you drinking Balls Energy right now?
I'm not drinking Balls Energy. I'm drinking Highball Energy. It's a pretty good drink. There's a lot of it, see? It's a 1-pint can. It's got 100%, 150% B6 and B12. And 150% of your...
I love that they advertise, like, B, you don't need that many B vitamins.
Yeah, if you want to be fucking amped up for your podcast recording, you do. I just had a giant brunch. Not giant. I had a turkey club sandwich and a couple mugs of coffee. And some Cajun chips.
The coffee wasn't enough. Now you need an energy.
No, man. If you don't have coffee, like, with the proper amount of food and water, it's just going to knock you out, I think. And then you're going to have to poop a lot, and it's just not a good combination. So I wanted to get this, because, my stomach was real full.
Because you were
heavy.
I'm not pooping enough.
I'm not pooping enough.
I need more diuretics.
I think that this podcast is very good when we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, no, it's good. Natural rapport here.
Never mind. Where were we? So Devin yells at season 5 for sucking. Cass and Derek lost. Everyone is hanging out by the pool, and somebody calls over to Gio as he walks by to come hang out with them. But he is like, no, I don't want to hang out with them. I don't understand Gio, like, why he thinks everyone hates him. Like, that was a proper invitation to come hang out, right?
Like, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy where he's like, everyone hates me, and then he's just like a shithead to them and antisocial, where it's like, well, yeah, of course everyone hates you.
Yeah.
You're giving them every reason to.
He and Alicia then talk in the kitchen about, like, being an outcast on their season, and then they get, like, weirdly flirty, and it's gross, and I feel bad for Alicia.
No, it was bad, but yeah, Alicia was just immediately, like, I also felt bad for Mike that it's like, oh, you know, there might be something there, we could pursue this, and then Alicia just immediately is like, oh, hey, the worst guy in the house.
Yeah, I don't understand, maybe it's just because Mike was not featured enough in his season, but I don't understand why he and Alicia were matched up together.
No, I don't either, but, you know.
Maybe we'll learn more about it this season.
Yeah, it's not a don't understand from, like, I don't see anything. It's just, like, I don't understand from a lack of information.
Yeah, exactly. Man, we're getting lost a lot. Also, Hayden...
I mean, that's par for the course of this podcast, man. Getting lost.
Good one.
But we have to go back on topic.
Yes, we do. Hayden and Carolina talk about Gianna some more, because apparently this is still season 5 of Are You the One?
Didn't they say that they started shooting this like a couple weeks after that one ended, though?
Yeah.
So it's still pretty fresh.
Yes, it is. But also, I don't care about this plot line. I understand why it's important for their whole arc in this season, but I'm so tired of hearing about Hayden and Gianna. Like, that was all of season 5.
Blame the editors, my man.
I am. I'm blaming that band from the mid-2000s. they had some songs, right?
Yeah, they were like one of those post-punk bands that was like trying to be Interpol.
Yeah.
It just didn't quite work out.
I feel like they were somewhere, they were like Interpol and mixed with like Tapes and Tapes, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were going, yeah, like a little dancier vibe.
Yeah. They had like one pretty big hit in like 2004, right?
It was not a pretty big hit. It was just like an indie hit.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. When indie rock was cool. Now, indie rock is nothing. But probably. I don't know what music is anymore. I'm 40 years old.
What are the kids listening to these days? The Beeps and the Boops, that Skrillex guy.
So then Karamo shows up and tells them how the elimination process works. So obviously the last place team from the challenge is automatically in, and the house votes for the other team who goes in. The elimination is called The Choice, and it is meant to test their trust. And then we get some backstory on why Tori and Morgan broke up. She apparently started dating his roommate, Mike, who was on season 3 of 8-0, and then also ended up on the most recent season of Real World, where, like, 3 episodes in, he was told he had said something too racist by the mixed girl he was dating. I think she was mixed. And then instead of, like, you know, listening and understanding where she was coming from, he fled the scene and left the show early in the middle of the night. Oh, also, on his season of Are You the One, he was kicked off the show for, like, physically assaulting someone. And then they still cast him on The Real World.
Winner.
So he left early on both of these shows.
That's, I mean, what's not to like there? That's all I'm saying.
He's fucking awful. He's, like, the most... I don't want to say disingenuous because this season on The Bachelorette, everybody's calling everybody else disingenuous. It's, like, the slogan of this season. So I want to avoid that word, but that is accurate. It's, like, he doesn't seem like a real person. He seems like he's just, like, picked up words and like, attributes from pop culture and is trying to emulate them. And it's annoying, and I don't like that person, and I hope he never shows up on The Challenge.
Yeah, but, I mean, he probably does have a normal, like, a face that, you know, like, makes sense on his head.
Oh, have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
He looks like a bird. Look him up. No, seriously, look up Mike C. Are You the One 3. He honestly looks like a bird. His nose, he looks like Big Bird. His nose looks like Big Bird's nose. And his head also looks like a vulture's head. He looks like the vulture or whatever, or falcon from The Muppets. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, he does. He's got bird nose. He's got beak.
I don't like his face or his personality. Please stop showing him on my television screen. Thank you. So Devin jokingly calls his fellow housemates peasants since they are not in the winner's suite this week, and he tells them that they're not allowed in there. Gio takes considerable offense to this and says, "We'll see about that."
And then, yeah, runs in naked. And
strips
just
down naked, runs through the house, and leaps in their bed. Where, what's his partner's name? Devin and Rashida. Rashida is, like, taking a nap in that bed, and Gio,
yeah,
like, jumps
like,
in
like,
with his balls.
Like, it's sexual harassment.
Like, yeah, basically. But, like, you know, how crazy.
Also, we haven't talked about her. I like Rashida. And I like
Rashida's
Devin
so
together.
Great. Rashida is awesome. Gio then gets dressed again and says, "I'm so happy right now. I could do something crazy." And then he kisses Alicia. Also, like, she wasn't expecting that at all. She went through with it because they, like, are attracted to each other,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's
but
not, yeah, it's a little bit like when it, you know, when they showed Asaf doing it, it was like, it's kind of hard where it's like, you know, it's different when he does it because he's like, seems nice and to have good intentions.
Yeah, and like,
as opposed to being like an intimidating creep.
Yeah, and like, when Asaf did that, it seemed far more consensual and, like, flirtatious. Like,
yeah, he's just like, "Oh, I make first move."
Yeah. And it was, like, cute. But, yeah, like, Alicia wasn't even, like, Alicia's head was, like, 90 degrees away from Gio's face in this moment. And he, like, grabbed her chin and pulled her in and was like, "Gio, that's not..." Like, kissing is a lot of girls is not the same as getting a lot of girls to kiss you. You know? Gio?
Yeah.
I don't think he knows that. So Derek and Crank talk about what they might see in their elimination, like if it'll be a physical challenge or a mental challenge. And then Crank shows him a dress that she has, and he says, "Oh, I remember you wearing that. Your hair was, like, up, but also down." Derek, I love you so much.
I like Derek. He's just bad at the game, is the
yeah.
problem.
And there was a talking head with the two of them at some point in this episode, and I had the legitimate thought, he looks like a basketball player.
So, now, wherever would you get that idea?
Something I thought literally every episode of his season.
He looks like he played point guard for the Winthrop Eagles.
I don't know where I'm getting
that
idea.
I thought that.
It's just like, you know when you see somebody and you can tell a lot about them just by their appearance? Like, if a man is actually a bird.
Pictures worth a thousand words. And all of those words are about someone playing point guard for the Winthrop Eagles.
All 1,000 of those words are basketball. 500 of those words are basket, and the other 500 are ball.
Better college and team name combo to say. Winthrop Eagles or Rice Owls?
Rice Owls! What kind of question is that?
I texted Jake. I was in Minneapolis for a week, and I was at a museum, and there's a kid wearing a Rice Owls shirt, and I immediately texted Jake. So I was like, hey.
I love the Rice Owls.
You gotta know about this. He loves Rice Owls.
I could not name you one player who's ever played for that team, or one coach who has ever coached that team, or anybody who goes to the school Rice, which I believe is in Texas?
I believe it is in Texas.
But I think it's the funniest name.
All my
exes
live in Texas like I'm Rice Owls. That's what Drizzy Drake said one time. Aubrey Drizzy Drake Grant.
And all of the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, they were all there.
I think it's really funny. I think the idea of a bunch of owls being made out of rice is really funny. And
I like it.
I am upset.
We're just owls that subsist only on rice.
Yeah, you know, like how owls do. I also think it is a crime that no one ever addresses it in any one of their games. Like, it is the only thing. Whenever the Rice Owls are playing a game in March Madness, it is the only thing the commentators should be talking about, is the fact that their names are Rice Owls.
When the Rice Owls are not on screen, everyone should be asking where the Rice Owls are.
I mean, that's what we're doing right here. Okay. So Tori and Morgan lay in bed and have a respectful conversation about why their relationship ended and what the future might hold for the two of them. And then elsewhere in the house, Devin tells a bunch of people that they won't all vote for each other, and everybody's like, hey, sounds like a great plan. This is called an alliance. An important aspect of this game where you need relationships to be built with your fellow players.
Yes, this is true.
Carolina and Hayden, however, were not involved in that conversation, but Carolina doesn't want to go up against Devin, so she wants to buddy up to him also, you know, because how he has the best record of anybody playing this type of game, since he is the only person on the show who has placed in a challenge, and is the smartest person on this show.
Yeah, like, he was the one that won the season for them, the season he was on, right?
Yeah, he won the season for them. He was the Derek of season 3, but he did it right. And he took third in, with, Team Princess.
With Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, that was her name.
Which Cheyenne, I mean, I good on Cheyenne for finishing, but she was not built for the final challenge.
Yeah, no. Hayden, on the other hand, does want to face off with Devin because, as he says, he was always taught to take on the best. But Hayden, buddy, that's not how these shows work. That's not a smart strategy.
It's not a terrible... I mean, how many times have we complained about people trying to buddy up to Bananas on the challenge, you know?
But this isn't Bananas.
I get wanting to knock off, you know, an early threat or whatever so that you're, you know, set up a little better as the season goes along, but, you know.
That's a fair point. But if you are invited into a majority alliance in the first week.
Yeah, that part is not good.
And you say, no thank you. That's a stupid
move,
no matter
at
what.
At the very least, even if you don't intend on being in the alliance, you should tell them, you should pretend that you are.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a smart strategy. What isn't a smart strategy is saying, no, I do not accept your invitation.
Yeah, that's not smart.
So then everybody goes to vote. And, you know, it's, uneventful. The only thing of note, I think, is, after Devin and Rashida vote, they both look at the screen and say, deuces! It's a thing we should say on this show. So before we get into the choice, let's talk about some wildlife shots. There were a total of 4 horses. Didn't realize the reference there. But here's the thing. I don't know if it's technically a wildlife shot because they were definitely horses that had a job. There were horses from like a horse and carriage, like, you know, those things. But you know what? It was the only animal on the show this episode, so I wrote it down.
Take what we can get, you know.
Here's some facts about horses. They are an odd-toed ungulate mammal, which I just think is a fun phrase. They have one toe. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a hoof.
Yeah. I don't know, I thought they had three for some reason. Humans began to domesticate horses around 4000 BC. Fun fact about horses, they are able to sleep both lying down and standing up.
What? I didn't know that.
I know.
No one's ever mentioned that about horses before.
Dude, you know how people love horses, and people who love horses love horses?
Yeah.
That is evident in the horses Wikipedia page. There is so much information about horses on that page.
Horses are, like, the best animal.
Horses are so cool, you guys.
Yeah, like, every single one is just like, I love horses. It just says, I love horses over and over again. No, dude, that is, like, honestly one of the most off-putting things going on, like, Tinder or whatever, is when you see, like, the picture of, like you know, horse, like, horse girls?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, like, kissing a horse.
You're talking about, like, centaurs, right?
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's like, a picture, it's, like, a weirdly, like... Like, a little too sexual kiss of this horse.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
like, the horse's tongue is in her mouth.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, come on. How am I supposed to compete with that?
Some good kissing. Ugh. They're technically prey animals. Did you know that? Horses, like, animals that are a full ton are considered prey. That's weird to me. It makes sense, because there's like they don't have horns or like fangs or anything, but
no, and they're not
so big. They're so big. It's weird to think of them as prey. That's all I wanted to say about that. Here's something. Apparently, there's different breeds of horses, which you would know if you knew anything about horses. Swipe right on those horse girls.
Like Mustangs or whatever?
Yeah, that's a car.
Broncos?
That's also a car. It's also a football team. horse breeds are loosely divided into three categories. There's hot bloods, which are like racing horses because they're fast. There's cold bloods, which are good with like slow, heavy work. And then there's warm bloods, which are horses that are fans of Carly Rae Jepsen.
Hell yeah.
Those are... I mean...
The best horses.
They are, for reality's sake, they are a cross between the two, and they are apparently best for riding. I think all horses are the same. Swipe left on me, horse girls. I don't fucking care. I'm already in a relationship. I'm not even on Tinder.
To paraphrase Hannibal Buress, horses is the same, man.
True. They have a lifespan of... I forgot about this fact. Okay, this part's not funny. They have a lifespan of 25 to 30 years, which you might expect. Some, although rarely, have lived into their 40s. The oldest horse on record was in the 19th century. He lived to the age of 62.
Okay, that's just someone just lied about the horse. If this is in the 19th century, like, who's really, like, who's going to verify it?
The horse doctors.
Let me see that horse's birth certificate, is what I'm saying.
What do you think this horse's name was?
Grandpa. Grandpa the horse.
His name was Old Billy.
That, really?
I think that's a pretty good name for a horse.
So the horse's name was Billy.
No, he came out and they're like, this is Old Billy.
He's a Benjamin Button horse. That's why he lived so long.
Final fact about horses... mechanization has largely replaced horses as a weapon of war.
What? Yeah, no shit.
I just thought that was an important fact to know.
Oh man, I'll stop investing in my you know my horse military contractor.
The
Lock Horse Martin.
The most horses are used in battle these days is in a game of Risk, I think. Chess.
Or if you fight a lot of Mounties.
True. There was a whole section on Mounties. And like, and on the Wikipedia page, I didn't pull any facts from that part though.
Who would win, police horses or Mounties? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Or what else do horses do? Oh, they farm, and they pull carriages.
Yeah, the carriage horses that I hate. And, like, I hate them being downtown, and it's a stupid thing, and I hate it.
Yeah. So you remember Oregon Trail? And I don't mean the game, I mean the actual one.
Yeah. Well, no, the game, yes, but not that one.
Okay, so in the game, you're pulled by oxen. Do you think in real life, some people pulled their carriage with horses?
I would think so. I think the reason that you have oxen is...
they're stronger?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're taking a lot of stuff, so you need something a little stronger to pull it.
Horses are for cowboys. Oxen are for families. Is that incorrect?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into this choice called The Choice. How do you feel about... The choice. Do you think? Would you say that you are pro this elimination style or anti this?
I am pro choice.
So they all meet in the area that is not unlike the matchup ceremony area in the original show. The cast all sits in nice chairs, with the losing team sitting off to the side, while Karamo addresses everybody. So before revealing who is going up against Derek and Cass, Gio talks a bunch of shit about Devin. I don't think Gio has much of a sense of humor.
No, probably not.
I think Gio sucks a lot.
I mean, I know that already.
Yeah.
In my limited time with him.
I said, I think, but I meant, I know. Hayden and Carolina are voted in. What a surprise. And Carolina says she feels like telling Hayden, "I told you so." So rather than facing off physically or mentally,
they have to fight each other.
Well, I mean, some of these people have been on the challenge, so obviously that's what they're expecting. Rather than facing off in that way, the team that was voted into the elimination has to decide either to share the money with their partner and continue playing, or steal the money from the partner and leave the show. If they both,
yep, yeah. If they both vote share,
they stay
in the game. They keep the money. If one of them votes share and one of them votes steal, the person that voted steal
gets the money.
To keep all the money and leave. And if they both vote steal, then they leave and no one gets anything.
Yeah, the losing team from the challenge gets their money.
Yeah, it's a very simple setup, and I like it.
Yeah,
it's good.
The
drama is good.
It's good. Like I was. When I first watched this episode, when it first aired, I was like, hey, this is a pretty decent show. It's like a fun little like side dish to Are You the One? And then we got to this thing, and it's like, oh, this is perfect. This is the greatest idea ever. Well, yeah. So before making their choice, they have a moment to tell each other how they feel about one another. And Cassandra... a.k.a. Jason Statham, says in a talking head, "I think Hayden would for sure steal so he could get home to Gianna. He's been up her butt this whole time." That's an accurate summation of this whole thing.
Yep. And around the corner, if I might offer that.
And one. Through a tube, and like if he were to leave, it would probably be out the boob.
I'm not familiar with that last part of it.
You're not, for it's real?
Good, yeah.
No, that's the whole phrase.
I've only
up
ever
butt,
heard people
around
say,
the corner,
around the corner.
Up your butt, around the corner, through a tube, out the boob. It's a whole system.
Learn something new every day.
We went to school. We've been going to school together since the second grade. You didn't know that?
Somehow.
Man, those are... That,
you're really enjoying, like, the one time that I didn't know something, right?
Yeah, I think it's very good. I'm legitimately surprised you'd never heard that before. I thought that was really common.
I've only heard half of it. It'd be like if I was like, when in Rome? And you're like, well, when in Rome what? I thought that was the whole thing.
When in Rome, eat pasta, am I right? Is that it?
Yeah, run faster.
Eat pasta, run faster. When in Rome, eat faster.
That's what it is.
When you're in Rome, you have to run very fast from the Pompeian volcano.
From all the Joey Tribbiani clones.
This is Jerry Tribbiani land.
Jerry Tribbiani, no.
Jerry Tribbiani, we need to survive this. So they lock in their votes, Hayden and Carolina, and then they reveal the screen that they voted on to their partner. Carolina chose to share, and then Hayden decided to share.
Also share.
Yep. Which means we get a fucking another episode of Hayden being shitty. At least one more.
I would have voted Steele if I were Carolina.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned. So Derek and Crank, that cast are out. At the end of the episode, Devin and Rashida are in the confessional, and Devin says, "A quick shout out to all the other teams. Fuck you." And Rashida says, "Fuck you. We're sending you home."
Love it.
This is a great team. Team Princess, very good. This team, also very good. I feel like they named themselves something, but I can't remember what it was. Maybe it wasn't in this episode. Anyway, that's the first episode of 802. I think pretty good. I think it's a pretty fun show. The Challenge 30, Triple X Dirty 30, starts July 18th. Do you want to hear the cast list?
Sure.
All right, what we got? Are you winking at me right now?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you winking at me?
No, I'm not.
That was the hardest wink. I'm sure it was hearable?
Nah, dude, I'm not winking at you.
But why? What is this?
Okay, what's
audible, that's the word I was thinking of. Okay, we got CT. So he's probably going to win. Then there's Chris from Real World, Go Big or Go Home. First season of the challenge for him. And there's Dario, Darrell, Derek from Ato. So,
oh, good. He'll be back.
As Derek from Road Rules, who hasn't been on the show in probably like 10 years. And there's Devin, also from Ato.
Hell yeah, baby.
There's Hunter from Ato. Jordan from Champs vs. Pros most recently. Oh, Portland. That was his season. Nelson, again. Shane, Tony's brother, and then Tony, and rounding it out, can you guess who else is going to be on the boys' team?
I don't know, man.
Who could it be? Who could it be on this season of the challenge?
Some new faces.
I hope so. I hope it's somebody we haven't seen 16 times already on this show. Oh, you guessed right. It's Jonald Bananas, of course.
Yay.
For the ladies, Amanda, Anissa, Ashley, who won last season, or not last season, but Invasion. Brittany from Ado, Camilla, Kara, Jemmy, who hasn't been on the show since her boyfriend died, Jenna, Kayla, Latoya, and Marie from St. Thomas, Nicole from Bloodline, Simone, and Tori from this show that we're talking about now, and Veronica, who you might remember, was eliminated first episode of Champs vs. Pros.
I do remember that. I mean, I'm just trying to remember. I feel like I didn't watch an episode of this one at all. But wasn't Jemmy on like Real World New Orleans or something?
Yeah, she was.
I just remember that name being very stupid. Like that's what I remember.
Yeah. She seems nice.
Sorry to hear about her boyfriend.
Yeah, he had a long history of drug addiction. He played hockey and had this really terrible injury and then like got hooked on pain pills. Yeah. And then he like tried to kick it, and like did for a long time. And then I guess he got back into it and overdosed.
That's how you OD is when you relapse.
Yeah.
You take as much as you were taking when you quit and you haven't built up the tolerance that you had.
Yeah. I think it was probably that, in combination with alcohol, and he apparently was at a party and asphyxiated, I think, on vomit.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was not good. It was very upsetting. Oh, also, this happened, like, within a month or two of DM dying. Yeah. And they were both on that season that was airing at the time. So that was a rough year for this show. And,
yeah, no kidding.
And that and CT and Jemmy were both like, hey, I think we're done with this show for good. CT obviously came back a year ago. And now I guess Jemmy is back, too. Which is, you know, fine. She's nice. All right. Anyway, I told you before we started recording, had some news on Are You the One. This week, Ryan Devlin tweeted a picture of himself on set and said, behind me are 10 beams of light and 5 seasons of Are You the One. Had a friggin' blast, but it's time to move on.
No!
To all the fans, you are all my perfect match. Yeah.
Oh, is it because he's going to go on Survivor?
I think so. He's like, I saw that one tweet. I think that's a good idea. Ghost Island. First contestant for Ghost Island confirmed, Ryan Devlin from Are You the One.
Man, I am very bummed about him.
I know.
Not hosting the show anymore.
Isn't that sad?
He's good at it.
He's very good at it. I feel like he was like finally coming into his own as the host
What's
of that show.
What's he moving on to? That's what I want to know.
Survivor.
Maybe he's... No, yeah, you're right.
He fooled us when he said he would vote himself out day one. That's not even... They don't even vote people off day one. It's like day three. You tried to get us, but we got you, Ryan.
No, we know.
We know. All right. Well, since Ryan Devlin's already on Survivor, let's get CT on Survivor, too. CT, hashtag CT on Survivor. Sorry, that was a prolonged burp I just had there. Don't know why I had to tell anybody that.
Man, I wish that news had been about because it would have been something stupid and not that the host I like is leaving.
I know, isn't that sad? I was very upset when I heard that news. I like was in disbelief.
Ryan Devlin's gonna go. He's gonna host Dirty Jobs. He's taking over. That's where he's going.
Even Griffin McElroy tweeted at Ryan and was like, "No, Ryan."
When did this news come out?
3 or 4 days ago.
Okay.
I'm so upset about it. I wonder if Karama's going to come over to this and host the original show.
Probably.
It would be easy. But I guess we'll see whenever season 6 premieres. I don't know. I wish they would be more open about what's happening on the show. Anyway, you can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN, or me is at Jake Chidell.
I'm at Tom on Tom.
You can like us on Facebook if you want. You don't have to, though. Because who the fuck uses Facebook except for my mom? Thanks for listening, Mom.
I'm strongly considering changing my Twitter name to Jerry Tribolini.
That's so good. If you want to email us, didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. If you email us, remember to sign at your pal, Jeff Probst. Hey, Thomas, well, it's on my mind. Do you want to pick somebody to win the season of the challenge? One guy, one girl.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We can do that.
Okay. Do you want to think it over this week?
Yeah, we'll wait until we actually cover it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think we've got maybe 2 weeks left before it starts up again. I don't know what calendars are. Just generally. Anyway, you can shoot us a review of this very good podcast. It'll be 5 stars. Good stuff. Alright. You got anything else to say?
No, I think until then, have a great 4th.
Have a great summer. Deuces. Like Rashida and Devin said, deuces.
Uh-huh.